Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today on our program, we listen to music from some of this week's Grammy winners. And we tell about the teams competing in the championship game of American football. But first, we talk about some small groups and individuals in the United States who are helping the people of Haiti. The International Red Cross, Mercy Corps, and Doctors Without Borders are big aid organizations helping the people of Haiti after the earthquake last month. In the United States, many people are also giving their time and energy to collect money and goods for the earthquake victims. Faith Lapidus tells about some of these projects.
At Jordan Catholic School in Rock Island, Illinois, students set up a money supply for Haiti. The money came mostly from the weekly pay the children get from their parents for good behavior or work around the house. Some children who do not get such allowances found money from other sources. For example, some sixth graders made and sold jewelry. Sandy Carlston is the assistant principal at the school. Ms. Carlston set up a big glass container in the front office of the school. She sent letters asking the children to donate what they could. Ms. Carlston says the children love to watch the big glass jar fill up quickly. She found an envelope in the jar with the message, "I hope this money will help you and your family in these rough times." Sandy Carlston says the children raised more than $1,450. They are giving it to Catholic Relief Services to help the people of Haiti. She says sharing and caring for others is a big part of Catholic school education. Even victims who were not seriously hurt in the earthquake January 12th are in need of the most basic supplies. College students in Sierra Vista, Arizona, are trying to help meet those needs. The Cochise College Social Concerns Club has organized a campaign to collect simple medical care equipment and personal cleanliness supplies. In Virginia, employees of the Alexandria Sheriff's Office donated $7,000 to help school children in Haiti. Harry Covert is the spokesman for the Sheriff's Office. He is also a leader of a humanitarian aid organization that has been supporting a school in Haiti for years. The school was destroyed in the earthquake, but all 150 students survived. Harry Covert says the key to rebuilding the school, and all of Haiti, is to make sure the work is done right. He says he was shocked by the way poor people in Port-au-Prince lived when he first visited in 1981. In two later trips, he saw no improvement. Now, he says, people must not permit Haiti's poorest citizens to return to the terrible conditions that existed even before the earthquake.
Last week, we answered a listener question about Americans' favorite winter sport to watch. Experts say American professional football is most popular. Sunday is the most important day for football fans. The National Football League holds its championship game. The New Orleans Saints from Louisiana will play the Indianapolis Colts from Indiana in Super Bowl 44. They will play at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. This is the home stadium of the Miami Dolphins. Greg Easterbrook writes a weekly piece called Tuesday Morning Quarterback for ESPN.com. He expects this Super Bowl to be an especially exciting one. He notes the very different styles of the competing teams. He writes that the Colts are very careful, well-organized, and predictable players. But New Orleans, he writes, is like watching an outdoor cocktail party play football. The team is wild, fun, and loves to use trick plays. The Super Bowl is historic for the New Orleans Saints. The team was established in 1967, but it has never made it to the championship game until now. It has come close several times. In 2006, the year after Hurricane Katrina, the Saints returned to play at the repaired Superdome in New Orleans. The team performed well all season and came within one game of Super Bowl competition. This year, Saints fans are especially excited to see their team playing in the Super Bowl. Their city is still recovering from the hurricane. The Indianapolis Colts have a longer history than the Saints. The team was officially established in 1953 as the Baltimore Colts. The Colts left Baltimore for Indianapolis in 1984. The Indianapolis Colts have been to one Super Bowl since then in 2007. The Colts defeated the Chicago Bears for the NFL championship. On Sunday, millions of people in the United States and several other countries will watch the big game with friends and family. They will watch a halftime performance by the British rock band The Who. And they will enjoy the funny advertisements that are always broadcast during the Super Bowl. It is one of the biggest nights for American television. Last year, about 100 million people in the United States watched the Super Bowl. Every year, members of the Recording Academy choose their favorite songs, albums, and musicians to receive Grammy Awards. The Academy held its Grammy Awards ceremony last Sunday in Los Angeles, California. Shirley Griffith plays music from some of the winners.
Singer Beyoncé had a huge night at the Grammy Awards. She won 6, a record for a female performer. 3 of the awards were for this hit song, Single Ladies Put a Ring on It. Country singer Taylor Swift also had a big night. she received her first Grammy and three more, including the Album of the Year Award. Here she performs White Horse from the album Fearless. Swift won the Grammy for Best Country Vocal Performance for the song.
Say you're sorry, that face of an angel comes out just when you need it to. As I pace back and forth all this time, 'cause I honestly believed in you. Holding on, the days drag on. Stupid girl, I should've known that I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood, this is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
During the past year, American Mosaic has played music from many of the performers who won Grammys Sunday night. They include the band Kings of Leon and musician Bella Fleck, performers Lady Gaga and Lady Antebellum. But here is one we did not play. The French band Phoenix won a Grammy for Best Alternative Music Album. Here is the song 1901 from the album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
Counting all different ideas drifting away. And present, that I'm not, and not a future sorted out. Watch your moving in elliptical about. I think it's not what you say. What you say is way too complicated. For a minute, thought I couldn't tell how to fall out. Oh, it's 20 seconds till the last call. Go ahead.
More than 100 Grammy Awards are presented every year. There are awards for all kinds of music and spoken word recordings. We leave you with singer Renee Fleming. She won the Grammy for Best Classical Vocal Performance for the album Verismo. Here she performs Flamen Perdonami from Pietro Mascagni's opera L'Odoletta.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.